So maybe you guys already had that question answered on Shavuot. It's always a big topic of discussion. There's many reasons. Like many minhagim, there's not always necessarily a one single reason that we could put our finger, this is when it started, this is why it started, but there's many reasons that are associated with it. This is one of the that I didn't get to look up all the reasons that are brought down in the Sfarim, but one that I remember that always sticks out from when I did learn all those reasons why we eat dairy on Shavuot is that one of the reasons is Moshe Rabbeinu, that Shavuot is a chag that's really on a certain level celebrating Moshe Rabbeinu bringing down the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, that when he was taken out of the Nile by Paro's daughter, he wouldn't nurse. He was an infant. He wouldn't nurse from a non-Jewish woman, and that's why Miriam came. The whole story, and she said, "Should I call a Jewish wet nurse?" And they brought his mother, and that in the merit of that milk that Moshe Rabbeinu only wanted, that Jewish milk, so to speak, that we were zochet to have a prophet like Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a remembrance that we do for Moshe Rabbeinu. That's one. The rabbi probably has about 100 more reasons.
First of all, I didn't know that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought that was the first one on the list.
Okay. This is good for my neshama. Now I see what you guys get every week. We should do this more often. So the Ramon Shulchan Aruch records that the reason is because the halacha says when you eat bread at a meal where you're eating dairy, you may not eat that bread at a meal where you're eating meat. And so the custom was, and I've never seen anyone have a tradition to do this, even though the Ramah quotes this. I've seen people who invent the tradition to do this. I've never seen anyone who could tell me their father and grandfather did this. But nonetheless, this is what the Ramah says, that you begin the meal with milchik, with milk, and in the middle of the meal, you clear the table of the milk, and you bring meat to the table. Now, intrinsically to that action, you're going to have to bring new bread to the table. And so you end up having two loaves, two sets of bread brought to the table. And that, it says, is a commemoration of the sacrifice that was brought on Shavuot, two loaves of bread, the Shtei HaLechem. The Mishnah Brura quotes something which is very complex halachically, and that is that when the Jews became Jews at Sinai on Shavuot, so their dishes weren't kosher to eat from, so they could only eat dairy. That leads us to a whole new question. When a ger does tevila, do they have to kasher their pots? Do they have to toivel their pots? It's a big machlokas. You know, as a kid, I always learned this, that they hadn't yet toiveled their dishes. So it was obvious to me. I remember when the first ger did conversion here, when I was in Mahon Meir, it was like a given to me. Of course, you have to go toivel all your dishes. You can't use them. And then I suddenly looked into the sugya and I discovered, not so obvious at all, that a ger has to toivel his dishes when he does his conversion. You know, it's my girsa d'angus, it's what I grew up on, that's why they couldn't eat meat on Shavuos, because their dishes weren't kosher and they weren't immersed. But that's not such an obvious answer. That's not so clear halachically that's so altogether. Because the whole idea of tevila is when it transfers ownership. Here it's in the same ownership. It's the man who changed. So that's not so clear that a ger really has to immerse their kelim, but that you'll ask your local Orthodox rabbi when you undergo conversion. I would, you know, if I had the merit to convert, I would toivel my kelim, but only after conversion, right? But that's the second reason that I actually grew up on, the second reason. That was the reason I learned as a child. That's what I know.
That's what my daughter said from school.
If you start a meal with milk, then you have pleasure. Well, of course you have just some silver and everything like that, but you have to wash your mouth out also.
Or eat bread. Huh? Or eat bread, or eat bread. Drink a cup of water.
Okay.